news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday was primary day in New York and Kentucky. Let's begin in New York's 16th Congressional District, where 16-term incumbent Elliot Engel, the chair of the powerful House Foreign Affairs Committee, who was endorsed by party leadership, the Congressional Black Caucus, and even Hillary Clinton, is being destroyed in a primary challenge by first-time candidate Jamal Bowman. He's a 44-year-old African-American middle school principal from the Bronx. Although the race hasn't officially been called, with 95% of the vote in, it sure looks like a landslide to me, 62-35%.
Our movement is designed to restore that faith, to restore that hope, to bring back the belief in what is possible, to root our values in everything we do, values of humanity, equality, and justice, values that will center us fighting for those who are disenfranchised.
In the neighboring 17th district, the race has been called, and it's a huge victory for another newcomer, Mondaire Jones, who will now likely become the first Black gay man in Congress.
And so this is for Barbara Jordan. Yeah. That powerful voice in the United States House of Representatives who could not live an authentic life. This is for Bayard Rustin, the architect of the March on Washington, who could not publicly be associated with Martin Luther King because of the scandal of who he loved. This is for Harvey Milk, who literally died as a pioneer for people like me. I am so grateful to the folks on whose shoulders I stand, and to all of you for making tonight possible. I do expect to be the Democratic nominee from New York 17th Congressional.
With 100% of precincts reporting, 45% for Jones to the second place finishers, 21%. And despite a huge Republican target on her back, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez easily beat back a challenge from a former TV news anchor to garner 73% of the vote to Michelle Caruso Cabrera's 20%. Now, in the Kentucky Senate Democratic primary to take on Mitch McConnell in November, as of early Wednesday morning, only 13% of the districts had reported any returns at all. So the race between Democratic Party establishment choice Amy McGrath and progressive Charles Booker, who's been surging in recent weeks, will likely not be called for at least another week. As we reported yesterday, Kentucky had only 200 polling places total, and the state's biggest county, Jefferson, which contains Louisville, had one. Video of people locked out of the Kentucky Exposition Center and banging on the doors demanding their right to vote spread quickly online. Charles Booker asked a court to extend voting hours until 9 p.m., citing traffic going to the Expo Center. McGrath also later tweeted that she too was filing an injunction to keep the polls open in Louisville, but the judge ordered just one 30-minute extension.
Jefferson County, good news. The doors have been reopened at the fairgrounds. Stay in line. You will be able to vote. If you're wondering, if you were thinking about turning around, don't do it. The doors have been reopened. Stay in line. You will be able to vote. Make sure you do.
Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report tweeted, quote, "If I were Amy McGrath, I wouldn't be overly optimistic about sitting on an 8 percentage point lead with potentially only 12-15% of the vote counted and none of Louisville or Lexington reporting yet." The Booker campaign says that their internal exit polling shows him up 82-16% in Jefferson County. By the way, Donald Trump's handpicked candidate to fill the seat from North Carolina's 11th district that was vacated by Mark Meadows when he became Trump's chief of staff was down 30 points when the Associated Press called the race for Madison Cawthorn, a 24-year-old first-time political candidate. Love it. In other news, Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Zelinsky said in prepared congressional testimony to be delivered Wednesday that Attorney General William Barr and other top justice officials pushed for favorable treatment of Republican operative Roger Stone, a longtime friend and advisor to Donald Trump, because of his relationship with the president. Zelinsky said prosecutors involved in Stone's trial for lying to Congress faced, quote, heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice to cut Stone a break and request a light sentence. Zelinsky is one of four federal prosecutors who withdrew from the case. Zelinsky is also expected to testify that then acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Timothy Shea, complied with pressure and reduced Stone's sentencing recommendation. Zelinsky says he was explicitly told that Shea was, quote, afraid of the president. Well, the government's top infectious disease expert said the next few weeks are critical to tamping down a disturbing coronavirus surge here in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying before the House on Tuesday, issued a plea for people to avoid crowds and to wear masks. Of course, this was just hours before mask-shunning Trump addressed a crowd of his young supporters in one hotspot in Arizona, a megachurch with a 3,000-person capacity where few people wore masks. Arizona, California, and Florida are reporting thousands of new cases each day. And in Texas, health authorities have said new cases and hospitalizations are rising at their fastest rate yet. These are a few among 26 states, a number that's also rising, seeing new cases increase compared with the prior week. New research suggests that the protests happening around the country have not really led to a jump in cases. But the latest surges stem from the number of places in the country that reopened too soon and too quickly. And it's a pretty stark contrast with the rest of the world. In fact, the situation in the U.S. is so bad that European nations are discussing a recommendation to block American travelers. Mitch McConnell is planning to bring the Republican police reform bill to the Senate floor on Wednesday. Senate Democrats called the Republican reform legislation woefully inadequate and threatened to block debate on the measure. Chuck Schumer, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris wrote a letter to Mitch McConnell saying this bill is not salvageable. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's family has asked a judge to block the publication of his niece Mary Trump's tell-all book set to be released next month. The president's younger brother, Robert Trump, filed for a temporary restraining order Tuesday, saying that Mary Trump is violating a non-disclosure agreement she signed in 2001 following a bitter court battle over the estate of Trump's father, her grandfather. Robert Trump saying her attempt to sensationalize and mischaracterize our family relationship after all these years for her own financial gain is both a travesty and injustice. Cry me a river. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.